You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Spoilers.
Here on S4, we like to spoil you rotten. And as such, we take an in-depth look at the shows we cover, potentially spoiling any plot points up to and including the episode featured. If you haven't watched what we're discussing this week, and spoilers are an issue for you, you may want to come back later.
That's right, hello and welcome to Small Screen Spoiler Show. Is it episode 62 or 63?
63. Last week was 62.
Oh. Okay, then... Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. I fixed it at the top, but I missed that one. My bad.
I am, of course, CJ. What's happening, Space Captain? Boat. That guy over there who fixes most of the things for me, but not all of them, because he is only indeed Jared 51% shareholder Dick Azevedo.
51%. That means I have a controlling vote.
Yeah, which is not entirely
untrue.
That's
right.
Huh? Which is not entirely untrue. And of course, we are joined once again by Rachel, daughter of the dragon, Kimberly.
Because let's face it, Iron Fist, he's kind of growing on me.
That's not what you want a fist to do.
I don't know. Maybe that's your imagination.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. Depends what you want the fist to do.
It definitely depends.
And of course, the third chair always belongs to when he wants it to be Daryl. You ever unmake soup, Shaler?
Have you ever unmade soup? Unmake soup? You ever unmake soup, Daryl?
Unmake soup.
Can't.
No,
can't unmake soup.
No, it gets gross stuff. All right. What are we talking about tonight, Jess?
Tonight we're going to talk about Iron Fist. Season 1, Episode 3, Rolling Thunder Cannon Punch. Boy, these are fun to say. Season 1, Episode 4, 8 Diagram Deck. Yeah, I can do this. 8 Diagram Dragon Palm. Season 1, Episode 5, Underleaf Pluck Lotus. And then Legion, Season 1, Chapter 8. Chapter 8.
Yes. Chapter Frickin' 8.
Iron Fist and your dumb, dumb titles.
It's Buddhist things. It's not dumb.
I know. They're still dumb. They're pretty dumb.
Sad, I understand.
Do with the friggin' whatever. Anyway, episode.
Yes. Yeah, those are what we're talking about.
I got a Rolling Thunder Cannon Punch for you.
I have that when I have Taco Bell too much.
Oh, that's a mess.
No, that's when I get the 8 diagram dragon palm.
No, I get that from Peiwei. And of course, never go to Epcot without getting the Underleaf Pluck Lotus.
Oh yeah, you gotta get that. That's good stuff.
And Chapter 8 is always the best chapter of the book.
Yeah, go to Japan, pick one of those up.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You're gonna have a good day.
Yeah,
you're gonna have a good day.
There are two things you do.
See,
when
I
you
ask
go to...
for a Chapter 8, and they give me funny looks.
You're going to the wrong places then.
Clearly.
All right, folks. Well, before we get into the actual meat of the show, we, of course, are going to thank our amazing sponsors with a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. I'm hearing music.
Oh, that's Katie watching Great British Bake Off.
Oh.
Pay no attention to the jaunty music in the background.
There's no need for jaunty music on this show. All right. Going in back at 3, 2. And we're back. Of course, if you want a ad-free experience, join us live Mondays, 10 p.m. Eastern, geek-io.net/live.
Then you can hear highly inappropriate things as we go live.
Pretty much, yeah.
And jaunty music.
And jaunty music.
That's what I do.
And speaking of jaunty music,
the inappropriate one.
Let's see what Daryl has to say about Rolling Thunder Cannon Punch.
Yeah, you can't do it either, can you?
No, I cannot, and I'm a Buddhist.
Rolling Thunder Clusterfuck.
Oh, jeez.
Episode 3 starts with Colleen Wing being as badass as possible with the show's limited combat budget, but in doing so, she uses up most of their editing budget because that 20-second fight had about 800 shots. And look, the superhero is on the ceiling bleeding while the bad guy looks for them and... Wait, was he up there while armed men threatened to kill his supposed friend? Okay, yes. So the living dad likes to sleep in a glass coffin because he has Sleeping Beauty aspirations. Ward continues to be a dick, but his dad isn't helping things along much. Danny Bland does Tai Chi to rap because he has the music interests and iPod of a teenage white rich kid. But at least it's followed by a lesson in combat that is a shot-for-shot remake of that scene in Charlie's Angels. But really, this episode is about introducing Trinity into the show, and doing an okay job of it, I suppose, and establishing that someone is out to hide anything that could prove who Danny Bland is. The episode ends with the title character being thrown off a building to his certain death.
Just like that time that Daredevil fell off a building to certain death.
Yeah, and Luke Cage being shot and left for dead.
Yes.
And Jessica Jones pretty much always assumed to be dead.
Yeah, she's always falling off buildings.
I always thought I was watching a hot ghost.
Punching buses.
Yes.
Well, damn, there goes all my theories.
Show titles. Punching buses. All right, so I'm gonna try and go through my notes here without with autocorrect, because I type these all on my iPad, which has a keyboard, but that does not stop autocorrect from messing with my things, by the way,
because it's fun to mess with your things.
It does. There goes Colleen Kickass right off the rip, and I don't think there's students this time. Yep, douchebag Shannon's back. Good for him. He gets a returning cast member role.
Yay!
We got our first cold open.
I know. I noticed. I wrote that down too, with a shocked face of, like, yes, the cold open.
Like,
I thought the Iron Fist was separating itself out by not having cold opens.
Yeah, I honestly forgot that I wasn't like just watching them back to back, and I skipped the open. And when it came up, I'm like, yeah, well, that's kind of jarring for a show that doesn't normally have cold opens.
Isn't that kind of what I said? I'm like, why are you starting this in the middle?
Yeah, she thought I skipped the intro too.
I got very upset with him. He was quite offended that I sat here and argued with him. He's sitting here grabbing the handle of the PlayStation controller. He's like, no, look! And he puts it all the way back up. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
So, yeah, he did just kind of let his friend get her butt kicked for no good reason.
Yeah, I didn't consider that. When he was hanging from the ceiling bleeding, that was...
He should have been there fighting
the
with her.
Of all this he should have been helping out a bit. Iron Fist.
Kind of a dick move.
Yeah, kind of a dick. He's just the Iron Knight of Flowers. I mean, he can only do so much.
Hey, that's my line. You can't have that.
Too bad.
I mean, after the scene and all of its jump cuts and edits, I was like, it seems like Colleen can actually fight better than Danny. Just to make sure you didn't think that a few scenes later we're gonna have him beat up Colleen.
Yeah, right.
Never mind. Fine.
Oxygen tubes didn't end very well for Deadpool.
Nope, they did not.
Well, now the obligatory question: you've seen Deadpool, right, Jess?
So that tube he was sleeping
God.
In.
Oh God.
He'll see it, and you know.
I'm gonna. Is this gonna be another one of those I have to force you to watch it at Dragon Con movies?
Probably.
It's one of those that I keep wanting to watch.
Hashtag and then I just never... Jazz Joel.
Yeah. No, I was like, why is he sleeping in a magic sleeping tube and drinking special drops? And then two episodes later, you get the answer to that.
Yeah.
So
part of his cure.
More on that later.
Yes. Farming out his daughter for her assets, Daddy Faramir be creeping.
Well, legitimately, she's got some nice assets, and I'm pretty sure she could persuade anybody to get what she wants.
I mean, just saying. You're not wrong. She is incredibly adorable, but, you know. Also, Faramir has ninja kidney punch powers.
He has what powers?
Ninja kidney punch powers.
Oh, yeah. Of course he does.
So we're not at all trying to hide the fact that he is absolutely not 100% at this point Malcolm Merlyn, right?
No. But he also has magical glass healing powers. He can cut all his hands up with glass and then...
Just have some scars.
The next day be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, within a few hours.
A little bit of research on this one.
Up. Reasons.
Yeah, right. A little bit of research on this one. Meditating with hip-hop, which I found would be awesome. It was the Cool Kids' Black Mags, and that came out in 2008.
Oh, the song that he was listening to while he was meditating?
Yeah, that pissed off Colleen.
that strangely enough comes back to haunt us later on.
Daryl, you're one of my best friends. I want you to know that one. I did not at all write down the fat one that smelled like toe fungus.
He did. Don't let him lie to you.
I put something much better in.
Yes. I also almost put "you sleep in that corner" as your nickname. And Rachel's nickname was almost "use that bathroom at Starbucks."
I would have been totally okay with that, because you know what, CJ? You can go use that bathroom at Starbucks. But there's one problem with that. She tells him to go shower. There's no showers at Starbucks.
Coffee shower.
Maybe at that Starbucks?
It's the Starbucks right next to the YMCA.
Oh, really? We had to go there.
And if there's one person that's safe to drop the soap, it's Danny Rand.
I don't know. I don't think he'd be safe to drop the soap. I don't have that equipment.
He'd show
sure
them an iron fist, safe. If you know what I mean.
No doubt.
He's unsafe around me with that. Sorry.
So in this episode, we actually started getting well-written, pretty decent character development.
We had an almost happy CJ. It was great.
Jazz
side. Yeah, almost. We had some interesting things happen.
Yeah.
Like a character from another Marvel show suddenly showing up and it making sense.
Yeah, right?
It makes sense.
I did tell you guys in Jessica Jones that she was an Iron Fist character. So I'm glad that they brought back Hogarth and made her, you know, actually fully 100%, you know, not just kind of drop her in there, that they actually gave her a backstory.
Jay Money.
Yeah. She got her start at the Rand Corporation.
I heart Jay Money.
He knows her. She knows him.
But we don't hug. We don't do that here.
Yeah.
No hugs for Hogarth. But she does act nice to Danny, and that weirded me out more than anything. Like, what's happening here? I don't trust this. Why is Hogarth being nice?
Well, yeah, right.
I mean, legitimately, you know, the memories that he brought up are one of those, you know, child's place. Like, that. Those are sacred moments that he brought up with her. And
yeah, but especially after watching her girlfriend stab herself to death with 1,000 cuts, you know, or try to stab her to death with 1,000 cuts and then get her head smashed in. Yeah, she's changed
a little bit.
Pretty good. I think that was her ex-wife. Oh, yeah. I think it still might have softened her up a little bit.
But
a little bit. Because let's face it. I'm sorry. Unless you are a total heartless jackwagon, I'll say it. I'll use the nice word.
Oh, you mean Daryl calling this show, this specific episode, Thunder Cannon Clusterfuck, isn't given enough leeway?
No, I'm sorry. No matter how bad your separation or divorce is, and granted, her divorce from her ex-wife was fucking gnarly, but let's face it, she had to love this person at some point, so seeing them, you know, stab themselves to death would fuck with just about
anybody. No, tried to stab her to death and then got her head smashed in by a superpowered person. Or was it Jessica that killed her?
Sorry, detached from that one for a while now.
No, she tripped and smashed her face open.
I think her girlfriend came in and like hit her with a
assistant girlfriend, yeah.
Smashed her head on the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, you're the one who's watched that show like 5 times.
3.
Shh.
He watched it more than me.
Jazz's title was almost I thought he was a hungry ghost.
I had another one of I cannot help you make friends.
Yeah. Though I mean it that was 100% it until they said 51% shareholder dick.
Was thanks for flashing your 51% shareholder dick out there. Don't do it again.
So $100 million seems more than reasonable for technically no shares to actually sell.
Dead men have no shares. Just saying. No, they did say in like the next episode, I think, that he inherited it as the only heir of, you know, his father.
Businesses don't work like that.
I still don't think it works.
No, they don't. No. Okay. I made a note about this later.
No.
I still want to be a business lawyer one day. So I've done a bunch of research on business law. That's still not how this works.
Aren't you glad that this isn't the real world?
They would get evenly distributed among all employees of the company. If there's no will to be given. Now, if the will would have said, hey, if nobody else is there, then give him to Harold Meacham, then technically, once he quote-unquote died, then they would be granted to his next of kin, which would be Ward.
Ward is such a douchebag. I'm sorry, Ward just pisses me the off.
Gets better.
Yeah.
I'll punch him in the throat.
At least more interesting.
Yeah.
And then, well, you know, in later episodes, he definitely gets more interesting.
Yeah, he's always a dick, but he's kind of, he got it honest, I guess. Is what I'm
yeah.
And getting in that backstory and the relationship with his father.
Yes.
It's interesting. They actually give him something interesting to do.
I wrote down hatchet-faced bitch, which was fun. Also, homeless hipster, which I'm honestly surprised was not my nickname.
Yeah, I wrote that one down. I didn't put quotes around it, though, so I read past it. I guess I like the other one better, though.
We got Madame Gal back.
Some quote in there somewhere.
Yeah, right. Guys, we got Madame Gal back.
Yeah, we did.
Gal is scary. I really don't know how to feel about Gal.
Kneel before Gal.
Now, Rachel never watched any of the Daredevil stuff, so she doesn't understand why Gal is
no,
so
I
frightening.
I watched some of the Daredevil stuff, but not nearly enough to actually make a damn difference because it was sporadic and only for a certain person.
So, as a martial artist, I kind of got upset at Colleen getting bitchy at Danny for trying to teach them proper respect in her dojo, which she should teach them if she respected her craft.
Yes. I agree on that one.
Although I do I understand that she wants it to be a safe place, but I'm sorry. As a teacher...
No, you teach respect. That is 100% the reason why you go into a dojo. You don't go into a dojo and not have respect for the freaking dojo.
But at the same token, like, you know, that there is a line between a safe space and your child having no cojones, so to speak. If your child can dish it but can't take it, something needs to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We did. We found out that Joy is incredibly smart, and is scary smart, like frighteningly scary smart.
Yes, she knows how to get the deal done.
Yes,
and she has pull in some areas that we don't even understand.
Yeah, somehow I'm not sure exactly how, but whatever.
Yes, but that whole thing was very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It did not go where I was expecting it to go. So.
Yeah, true.
Good job, show.
Yeah, I was on. Like I wrote down earlier, I honestly expected her to use her sex appeal.
Yeah, yeah, that.
And that is the and not. That is she did the polar opposite.
Yep. This is getting weird. Are they gonna just kill this guy for fun? What is happening here?
Nope.
No, he's gonna die.
Patel got some money, got a liver for his kid, and is gonna live a happy life. Good for him.
And you get the pier.
Yep.
And you get the pier. And you get the pier.
And you piss off the triads, but we'll discuss that next episode. So we got a new flashback scene. Not the same one, just of child abuse this time. Yay!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Monk child abuse.
Hitting kids with sticks.
You just need to be whipped. It's okay.
Needed to learn discipline.
Teach them. You need to learn discipline and strength. The pain makes you focus.
Whack, whack, whack. Bleedy, bleedy, bleedy. Whack, whack, whack. So,
which, you know, we get a decent fight in the file room at the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand.
I'm not sure how one punch to the Iron Fist, even though he got the drop on him, just one punch knocked him down for like half of the fight.
Hashtag CJazz on this one. I understand brass knuckles to the head and all, but still, magical ninja who got his powers by killing a dragon.
Well,
plunging his
know.
Fist into the heart of a dragon.
He literally shoved his fist into a dragon's heart. I'm sure brass knuckles are not going to take him down that long.
Yes. I mean, for a second, sure.
Yeah.
Get the drop on him. Yeah, but this is like, I'm going to roll around on the ground for like 60 seconds while this guy does a bunch of other stuff. Come on,
yeah, I won't lie. That was one of those, CJ, okay, I get the brass knuckles, but why is he floundering on the floor like a Magikarp?
Danny Rand used flop. It was not very effective.
Danny Rand tried to use tail whip. It was not effective.
Go ahead, Jazz. Yes, Daughter of the Dragon was indeed one of Colleen's names in the comics.
Yes.
So that was nice to hear to go back. And speaking of the cage fight, all right. So I had a little bit of an issue here. I'm like, man, that guy, Rusty, he looks real familiar. He looks kind of like, wasn't he in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Rachel? I think he was. The neck looks familiar.
I'm pretty sure that thick neck or non-existent neck, because it's just kind of head into shoulders, and there's that gap in between, like, mouth and chest.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he's just like, okay, I'm going to find it. Fucking Rocksteady.
It's the stunt double and body. It's the stunt double for Sheamus and the body mark for Rocksteady. But, okay.
So we had a good laugh over that, at least.
Does that say something about me? Or something, the fact that I recognize the stunt double outside of the movie?
That's pretty impressive.
But the fact that you were looking at me going, you see this, right? I'm like, he kind of looks familiar. I can see where you're going with this, but he's got too much hair right now.
So speaking of looking familiar, like her little student, like, helper guy.
Daryl.
Cleans the... Daryl. I was like, man, he looks really familiar. What have I seen him in?
What?
So I looked him up. It's like, oh, he was in Luke Cage as Daryl.
Oh, jeez.
Rick. That's why he looks familiar.
You're right. Oh, shoot. We didn't realize that one, CJ. That's kind of depressing.
Hey,
we fail.
Continuing story arcs.
I didn't either until
good
I looked him up. I was like, oh, we got another crossover character. That's why he looks so familiar to me. Because it's, like, almost literally the only other thing he's been in since Luke Cage.
Like, okay.
So was he...
To give props to them for the fact that they're keeping the same people as the same characters.
Yeah. And that's good for
it's
them.
It's just impressive that in a city as big as New York, all these people cross paths.
I mean, they kind
of... separation.
They kind of call it out in episode 6, but or episode 5, but we'll get there.
Well,
it is
yeah.
totally
well,
6 degrees.
That is her superpower.
Yes. Not cool, Rusty. Quit biting the girl. And then she beats the ever-living shit out of him. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, she learns
although,
quick. She learns quick.
Ouch.
I wrote down, I thought it was my ass. I don't know why I wrote that down.
I can't help you with that.
I don't know
sure.
why I wrote down, I thought it was my ass.
Because you... clearly thought it was your ass.
Apparently. Though, fingerprints, by the way, good job on actually doing lawyering work. Not Matt Murdock. Fingerprints are indeed 97% identifiable and admissible in court. So, yes.
And the fact that they can do it with paint off of it. Yay!
Yeah, well, literally, I mean, they can be peeled off of anything that you've touched, pretty much.
But not only that, that's proving that the shape of your fingerprint never changes unless you, like, physically scar the crap out of them or cut them off. Don't recommend doing either of those.
Yeah, it's
a bad
idea.
It's surprising he didn't, considering all the stuff he went through. But
calloused hands would not really fully do your fingertips, especially when you're learning to punch, since you don't actually use your fingertips when you're punching. That's a bad idea.
This is true.
Yeah.
Especially if you're leopard punching.
Yes. Do not leopard punch with your fingertips. Though, Colleen has magical pain tickles.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I saw him like she, and of course it's like, you know, right. I mean, good job on aiming for the pressure point. But I'm like, she didn't really even touch him. And I get, yeah, she was doing that whole thing that Danny told her to do. But I just go, magical pain tickles.
Basically.
My only other note is a peace offering of oranges and flowers.
Yeah, that's definitely a Buddhist thing.
But he's just sitting there meditating. That was like, aw, he's really trying. And I honestly think
yeah, right.
I think that's what made her actually want to, like, hand over that.
I only had one other note of Faramir saying, I don't have anybody else to ward. You forgot Kyle! Don't forget Kyle!
He said, and his assistant.
Kyle,
no, I mean, that's
useless.
Who he had to convince. He had to convince the hand to let him have contact with Ward and his assistant.
Yes. Well, no, when he was talking, I mean, this was a little bit. I think that was episode.
Yeah, that was the next episode.
Yeah, next episode. This one, he's just talking to Ward about it. I don't have anybody else. You have Kyle.
These episodes we watched have been severely lacking in Kyle.
Yes, needs more Kyle.
Poor Kyle.
Hashtag needs more Kyle.
All right. Rachel, any other notes on this one that you want to talk about?
Other than the fact watching our children's faces when he got kicked out the window was great.
Yep. No, no, he's dead. I'm like, yeah. I wrote down.
Well, all of us turned to her, including Aaron, and Aaron goes, it's a comic book. He's not dead.
Yeah, my son's already learning comic book tropes.
My 6-year-old understands that when they get thrown out of a window, they'll live.
I did note on my next episode, just a spoiler alert, can we end an episode without Danny looking like he's dead?
No, we cannot.
Maybe. And he needs to work on his grip strength, man. He
right?
He's not a ninja warrior.
Yeah, he would fail poorly.
You're supposed to be a ninja warrior. You would not get past the first round.
Kulu ninja warrior.
All right.
Gotta work on that grip strength, man.
So we want to move on into... Eight dragon diagram palm. No, eight diagram
eight
dragon palm.
Diagram dragon palm.
Yeah, that one. Let's see how Daryl does this one. I'm not gonna even look at my drink while I'm doing this one.
Iron Fist, eight dragon palm shuffle. Episode 4 picks up where the last episode dropped off, with Danny Bland falling to certain doom. Spoilers, he survives. Shock horror. He finds out about the living dad, who turns out to be an Iron Fist fanboy. How handy is that? And they hug. Exposition, illegal fights are on YouTube. Danny Rand has a press conference where he reveals that it's him. He is Iron Man. Oh, wait. Danny makes some bad business decisions while the Daughter of the Dragon learns that rap music is the secret to wood-smashing superpowers. The insufferable man-child becomes even more annoying as he takes prescription pills while looking at 90s Winamp animations. There's a hallway fight scene that was okay, but when this is supposed to be from the same people who gave us that hallway fight in Daredevil, okay is still pretty shit. At least we have Night Nurse, and she says Sweet Christmas. A lot.
Wait, what? That wasn't this episode. Also,
it wasn't in this episode.
She doesn't say Sweet Christmas at all. Daryl, damn it, wrong episode.
Well, he may have spoiled something for us.
Yeah, right? So apparently she says Sweet Christmas a lot. Thanks, Daryl. Jesus.
Well, let me just go ahead and scratch off that hallway fight note.
Yep. It was good. I like
Daredevil
it.
Daredevil has better hallway fights. Not bad.
I like it better than the Jessica Jones hallway fight and the Luke Cage hallway fight.
Well, Luke Cage wasn't really a hallway fight. It was more of a hallway.
Why don't they have hallway fights in every episode?
Walking down the hallway and smashing things. Wasn't really a fight.
It's a Marvel trope at this point.
It's their new thing.
Yeah.
The Marvel TV shows. They have a hallway fight of some sort.
Yes.
It's definitely no Punisher hallway fight.
No. Although that one wasn't really much of a fight either.
Man, it was more of a slaughter, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, got our second cold open.
I know. We got a new trend going. All cold opens all the time.
Yep. He's not Daredevil. He's Iron Fist.
Climbing around on the building like freaking Daredevil.
No.
We got a Daredevil name drop, though.
Yeah.
So hey.
Man, Tommy Ward looks the same. That's the same look that he gave when Malcolm talked that way to Oliver.
You love him more than me, don't you, Dad?
Rachel said something at this point when he walked into the office for the first time.
Oh, what did I say?
I love the suit with the white kicks.
I thought something and wrote it down. You love what?
The white suit with the suit with the white kicks.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I love that he's all spiffy and suited out with the white kicks.
I know, but still, that suit was not very well made. Like,
no,
how do you
it was
look
definitely not tailor-made.
You need to...
Yeah. go to Luke Cage's suit designer. He apparently can get those
For
things
real,
done,
that
right?
Dude, that dude can get a suit, man.
Yes.
That dude can get a suit.
Hell,
man,
even...
My
so
God, did you have to go there?
I mean, even Daredevil's suits look sometimes better than that.
Yes. You are a billionaire making your glorious return.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. It's not like he had billionaire money like in his pocket where he could go have, you know, a suit tailored to meet him that night.
Hogarth gave him a big wad of cash and told him to go buy some nice clothes.
And he
did. Yes, but she also... Remember, this is something that he's not done as an adult.
Yeah, he probably just went to some the closest place that said suits on it.
He jogged into his local JCPenney and, you know, voila.
Freaking A. Just see Rachel again.
Jastrel!
I mean, he walks into his local coals and first thing off the rack.
Though the tie might be a touch effeminate.
What? Fuck you,
Ward. Skinny ties. I'm all about some skinny ties.
Fuck you, Ward. Fuck you.
The tie was legit.
You're right.
Iron Fist.
As were the kicks.
Yes, the kicks were legit. The
kicks were nice too. I just the suit, man.
I happen
you
to
should
like
look
the
bad
suit.
In the suit.
Yeah. Especially when you're a good looking dude like him. I mean, he's not a bad looking dude with his Jufro.
He is
rather adorable. I just wish that they would let him use his damn normal accent. But why do we have to have an American accent? Why can't he be British?
I don't know.
Why can't he just, like, the words just roll off his tongue and watch every woman that watches this just melt going, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And every gay man being like, ha, 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 he's ours.
Shut up. Dick.
I wrote down, ow, the arm. I think, oh, yeah, when she was doing her more of her cage fights.
Oh, no. Well, that was the finger episode. Ooh.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah, the finger.
Yeah.
I can fix that for you.
Yeah. Crack. Yeah. Colleen, I can't wait to see the Colleen backstory episode. Because she has some real inner anger.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not going to lie.
It was beating the crap out of dudes.
It felt good.
Hurting those men. Yeah, I
but
just...
Seriously, Colleen, I know I'm getting into too much fashion advice in this particular episode, but you never, never, ever wear white to a cage fight.
Right?
What?
I mean, come on.
Okay, you're not doing her laundry, are you?
You're only going to get to wear it once.
Are you doing her laundry?
Or you
Do
just...
you know the power of OxyClean and bleach, my friend?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure Billy Mays, when he was, God rest his soul, did a thing about blood on white.
I think it was red wine, but
it was blood,
same difference, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So
you shouldn't wear white to a cage. Just don't do it.
Light on the tonic? Oh, do you know how to make a? Do you know how to make a tonic? Tonic seltzer or tonic soda or something?
A gin and tonic.
Vodka tonic.
Vodka tonic. If it's vodka and tonic, I think I can. Light on the tonic.
And why did the ninjas show up to his house instead of her house? I mean, I guess she was there, and I guess they knew it.
Yeah, they were watching her. We have come more kung fu henchmen. All of the kung fu henchmen.
And all of the kung fu henchmen are like...
Yes, hatchet men, kung fu hatchet men.
Kung fu hatchet men. Who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
I wrote down hung fu.
Well, we know what CJ was watching
I wrote down, when are hatchet standard hung fu henchmen loadouts?
That's a good one.
See, clearly we now know exactly what CJ was watching through that entire scene right there. So,
for the second week in a row, I'm just going to copy my entire note and put it as a show title. That's going to be one hell of an elevator ride. I like how Joy even got a slug into the guy.
Nope, it was fun. I enjoyed the hallway fight.
Yeah, it was.
There's no Daredevil hallway fight, but it was fun.
Daredevil season one hallway fight, because season two was kind of.
Meh.
They just blew their load early on Daredevil season one. They just haven't been able to capture that lightning in a bottle a second, third, fourth, fifth time. I'm looking forward to the Defenders hallway fight.
Ooh, yeah, all four of them in the hall.
Five.
Luke.
Punisher.
Oh, that's right. Punisher's in there now. Just send Luke in first.
Yeah. So marching order: Luke, who's the tank? You have Luke,
probably Danny. Daredevil.
Yeah, because you want to kind of have the super super fast guy in the middle. Then you want to have Daredevil
and Jessica just finishing everybody off.
Yeah, Jessica in the back, making sure nobody sneaks up on them, and then Punisher just behind, like 1,000 meters off, doing sniper shots.
Exactly.
Or even better, can we just hit like Luke with a rocket launcher and just have him launch through a hallway punching people?
I'd be okay with that.
I just want to see the Punisher load a rocket launcher up to Luke's back and just say, like, hold on. It launches him through a hallway. He just goes through punching people as he goes through.
Yeah, you'll see now when this doesn't happen in Defenders, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Rocket launcher Luke. Let's make it happen.
Shoot Luke Cage through a wall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got everybody's. I'm sorry. I got everybody's hopes up on that one. I wrote down. Are these Ward's kung fu henchmen again? No, they are not Ward's kung fu henchmen. Though he is now drunk talking to a reporter. That always ends well.
But you see what he was there though, right?
Hmm.
You see what he did there though, right?
What?
He was being smart.
Yeah.
And interesting.
And
because, you know, his dad was worried about them digging into the mental institution thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, come in here. And I'm going to pretend to be drunk and drunkenly tell you this awesome story that's going to be more interesting than the mental institution thing. So this is the narrative
the
changes. And you stop
exactly.
Thinking about it.
We did get a Karen shout out. And yes, it's Karen Page.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. We know it's Karen Page.
Yeah.
Who else would it be?
Right. I was just like, hey, no, Karen. Yeah. Finally integrating this into the entire rest of the universe. And then the next episode happens.
Basically. Well, that's what we do.
She fixed the door. Good job, Colleen.
Good job fixing that door.
I don't know if you watch a lot of Asian stuff, Jazz, but can we get one Asian-based thing without the triads?
Just no.
No, we can't.
And that Iron Fist tattoo.
I know, but I wrote iron nipples. Am I right? Because I know they were focusing on that for like 15 seconds to show the tattoo, but I was just completely distracted by his weird nipples.
Well, you know, there's worse things.
Oh, no, that's fine.
At least they're symmetrical.
This is
true. They are. They're fine. They're fine. I was just distracted by it the whole time.
You know, we could
have
really,
really holding on his chest for a really long time. Yep, we're still holding on that. It is still going. We are holding on this chest.
Did you have the sudden urge just to go up and go,
pookie, 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 pookie?
Pink, 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 pink.
Does it get hard? No, it does not.
Oh. Any other notes on...
We got Harold's backstory.
Yeah.
He really did have cancer, and he really did die.
Yeah.
And they brought him back to life.
They dipped him. I'm guessing they dipped him in some kind of pool of some kind. Maybe named after some kind of biblical character. Perhaps a, I don't know, Moses pool?
Maybe. It was probably still that metal coffin thing with all the blood that they were dumping in.
Most likely.
Maybe that was him in the coffin that in the... What was it? Daredevil season 2?
Yeah, possibly.
That would be a fun connector.
Yeah.
Thing. You know, I mean, they put Elektra in there at the end, but
yeah.
Somebody was in there before.
True.
So.
You may.
Could have been.
Be.
And I apparently I was just on a real fashion thing here, but Harold's hair just distracts the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It's really dumb hair. You shouldn't have emo hair. You're like 50 years old. You're not young enough to have hair like that. I mean, even the emo, you know, 18-year-olds shouldn't have hair like that, but you're a grown man.
Right?
Stop it.
Oh, man.
And finally, dang it, Ward, why you gotta yell at Megan?
Yeah, right?
Be nice to Megan.
All right, be nice to your assistants, folks. That's all. She was a reporter. Sorry.
Huh? No, Megan's her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, be nice to the assistants. Megan and Kyle, they deserve medals.
They're the real heroes.
Right? All right. Anybody, I guess, moving on to episode 5?
Yes.
Fiver. Oh, man, I haven't had the thing.
Iron Fist. Undertale, Fuck Lotus.
Oh, jeez.
Episode 5 was almost entirely uneventful.
Wow. I liked episode 5.
That's
Jesus.
That's because you thought Claire showed up in the last episode.
Right?
This episode where she showed up.
So, all right.
I was going to
say,
there is a dinner date that I would love to be the third or fourth wheel on. I don't care what anybody says.
So the upside is we now know episode 6 is completely uneventful.
No, I really liked this episode. I thought it had some great stuff in it.
Yeah, man.
Mostly because Claire was there.
I was laughing out loud at this episode, man.
And Colleen and Claire in the same room is just
that's a whole lot of hot.
You know? yeah.
That is a whole lot of hot in one room.
Okay, good.
No, you are not. Hand heroin.
The pharmaceutical representatives marching around distributing heroin. That was an interesting scene.
I
enjoyed that cold open. Like, okay, this is different.
Yeah, this is new. Let's keep going.
It's like, oh, they're just like real pharmaceutical sales reps, but
doing heroin instead of, you know, Viagra or something.
And then we get a Shao Lao the Undying name drop.
Yeah, man. Actually getting into lore without doing the same flashback over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
But I want the flashback where he punches Shao Lao the Undying.
No, we have to see that. Yes, we have to eventually see that. That'll probably be like the last episode when everybody finally believes Danny is, you know, a magical ninja. He was like, all right, cool. So here's how I got my powers. I punch a dragon in the heart.
As awesome as it's going to be, I'm willing to take a bet that we are not going to see it.
We probably won't see the fight. We'll probably see the plunging into the heart.
No, I don't even think we're going to get that.
No, I think we'll get that. Once we beat the drug MacGuffin, we'll get it. Because we're not even halfway through the season yet. And, you know, we haven't even... this is the first episode we got, like, full Gao being lethal. So... awkward Danny is so cute.
Quite. Like, well, maybe. Like, this is...
He wanted to flirt so bad, but he's so bad at it.
So I'm trying to do this, and now Claire's messing up a game that I don't already have at all.
Yeah. This is the only takeout that I know. Aww.
You kind of gotta, like, your heart has to break a little bit for this guy.
I want to hug him. It's the first girl he's wanted to bone in 15 years in his entire life.
Right? Well, no, I'm pretty sure that there was some random, you know, semi-incestuous, because they were like raised like siblings, attraction to Joy at first, and then it was like, oh yeah, that's
no,
not
he
really
he views her as a sister. I honestly think that he views her as a sister. I don't think there's an attraction there.
Well, you know, CJ, if you can't, why go up the street when you can go across the hall?
To your old bedroom? Awkward.
Awkward.
Wonder if she sleeps in his old bedroom.
Ew.
Just like sniffing the walls. Danny!
I can't believe we're traveling down this, saying this. We are.
It's the same pillow as when he was a kid. She still sleeps with it.
I kept your pillow, Danny.
Love me, Danny!
Real quick.
Danny, come home.
Speaking of, I'm glad that the takeout guy's brought enough for three people.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, I think he's just like, I want to buy like $500 worth of food. And they're like, that's a lot of food. I don't care.
Like, I don't know. That seems right, right? Is that normal?
Well, you got to admit, right? It was freaking adorable.
What is the service? They bring a table and chairs and candles and flowers?
This is his father's takeout, so this is one of those kind of places. So, yes, you could probably ask them to come in the nude, and they would, because you're paying about $1,000 worth of plate.
Basically.
So, this is where billionaires get their takeout from.
And then I bought the building.
Yes, and then he bought the building. Oh, Danny.
Fix my sink. Okay.
Wink!
She was serious. She's like, no, then fix fix my sink.
Wink. Oh, she wants her leaky faucet fixed.
I'm pretty sure that's not where she was going with that, CJ. Just saying.
Stir fry the shit out of a donkey.
Heck yes.
See, that should have been Jared's name.
Well, he got a donkey
because
one last
week.
Because
you know it's me swinging around my 51% shareholder dick.
Yeah, I gave Jazz the donkey one last week. So, I wrote down Danny makes a point, but I don't remember which point it was.
Was it with his nipples?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's his pointy nipples.
Probably
no, I'm sure
with
it was
his
on this whole episode.
Nipple, nipple, nipple.
They did have their weird weapon show and tell thing. Which
Weapon flirting.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what that was all about.
That was flirting through fighting. It's as simple as that. It's the one thing that they actually have in common. So, yeah, they're absolutely, that's their way of flirting. This is going to be the, if they're going to kiss, it's going to be after they get into a knockout, drag-out fight, and then I'm going to guess she lands on top of him and kisses him. If they kiss.
It'll happen.
Misty Knight is Dernie's. Luke belongs with Jessica, and Misty Knight is Dernie's.
I don't know, they're throwing Claire in there. It's throwing a wrench in all of that. That lore.
Yeah, well, Claire is, I guess, like Daredevil's girlfriend-ish, maybe? Because Karen...
She's currently with Luke, right? That's kind of where that ended.
No, it was her. It was her and Misty. It was him and Misty at the end, wasn't it?
No.
He was just kind of... No. Luke was just play-a-play-in the entire time.
No. It was Claire at the end.
Rachel, you're the one who watched Luke Cage the most.
What would you like to know about Luke Cage?
Yeah, if I'm the subject matter expert on Jessica Jones, Rachel's the SME on on Luke Cage. Was it Misty that he ended up at the end, or was it Claire?
Was Misty at the end, or was Claire?
Yeah, with Luke.
Who does he end up with?
Yeah, let's ask the ladies about the attractive black man at the black man show.
I kind of want to say he was with the Night Doctor.
Nurse.
Oh, that's right. It ends with Claire and Luke going to get Cuban coffee.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, so yes, Danny can indeed get with Misty Knight. However,
he remembers these.
However, Jessica,
you need to go give your wife the biggest hug because
Luke belongs with Jessica, the give birth to Captain America of the future.
I know. So I'm not sure how that's all going to work out. But we'll see.
I'm sure they'll get together eventually.
Because everybody's getting back together for the thing.
Defenders, and then he's going to be like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, my writers retconned you out of my show for probably at the last minute. Probably because you had another season of Don't Trust a Bitch in Apartment 23 or whatever.
Yeah, basically.
So then Colleen and Danny go on an adventure together.
Ninja Adventure!
Find the drugs. Ninja Adventures with Danny and Colleen. Sneaking around the shipping container yard, because apparently that's where Marvel likes to film all of their sneaking around, is at shipping container yards.
It's just tropey.
We got this deal with this one shipping container yard, so we got to shoot everything there.
You're right. Hey, Chekhov's heroin paid off. Good job there, Tommy. Ward.
You found the chemist. In the back half of a...
In a pretty swanked out truck apartment.
I know. It's pretty swanky.
Oh, one of those truck apartments.
Right.
Watch soccer.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And then giant dude still somehow beats up Danny for a little bit. Like, I get it. Danny activates his powers when he's, you know, stressed out or something like that. But still, 15 years, I'm sure, like, he shouldn't just let people beat the crap out of him. First,
he shouldn't be landing punches.
Yeah,
you're the best in the world, right?
Yeah, you are one of eight. You are one of only seven people with that kind of power. Like, admittedly, each of the immortal weapons has a different weapon, but you know, still, there are only seven people that have that kind of power. You should not be. You should not let random Russian dude beat the crap out of you.
Well, yeah,
even if it is
but...
in a confined space.
Yeah.
Even if it is in a swanky truck apartment.
I thought Radovan, the chemist, was going to die. I'm like, oh, no Breaking Bad spinoff for you. He doesn't die.
Claire came to save him.
However, I literally was quoting the entire scene before he was saying things. Rachel was about to hit me.
They have my fill in the blank.
I'm like, and they're like.
No, daughter, check.
Yeah. Well, he's like, is it your wife? No, it's my daughter. No, it's my daughter. They have her. They have her. Who? The hand. The hand. Rachel was rolling her eyes so loud I could hear it, like, in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was a very trippy. But it gave a reason for Claire to show up.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothered me most about that scene, is he, like, comes in, it's like, Why are you bringing him into my dojo? He's bleeding everywhere.
Right?
I have nowhere else to take him. You own the freaking building. You can put him anywhere you want.
Yeah,
all right.
So now you take one of those apartments, and that is your bring dead, dying people to. That is now your place. You bring the dead, the dying there. And also, is this an attempt to create a Hell's Kitchen Avengers Tower is what I'm wondering at this point. Are we going to get really like B, C level apartments for every one of the defenders, and we're going to get Avengers Tower set in Hell's Kitchen in really shitty apartments?
I'm down with that.
Because, you know, just it'll be like, you know, Daredevil's on the top floor because that's where Daredevil belongs, and like Jessica is on the upper floors because she could just fall and take the hit anyway because weird unexplained powers.
Jumping. Because Jessica Jones.
She likes jumping, and Luke is just going to be like in the garage all the time breaking down doors and shit, so we're just going to put him in the garage.
well, yeah.
Him and Iron Fist could practice on the garage door and then just keep replacing it over and over and over and over and over again until we eventually get a vibranium garage door. And the two of them just punching the shit out of it, trying to break it. So I proposed this question to Rachel: how long until we get Luke?
And what was my response?
She said 7 or 8. I said 10.
I'm gonna say 0.
No, you had. If they go without putting Luke in this at all, that is really going to piss me off. At least an episode. Because they are the heroes of hire. Right. They are the heroes for hire. They are lifelong partners. You do not have an Iron Fist without a Luke Cage, and you do not have a Luke Cage without an Iron Fist.
I'm still willing to bet that he's not going to show up.
I'm going to guess I still think he is, because that is just, you can't not. And just kind of like, you're going to have Nightwing with Misty Knight. I don't know if we're going to get that before Defenders, but I can almost guarantee we're going to get Luke Cage.
All right,
I guessed further along in the season after the midway point. So I said 10. Rachel said 8 or 9.
Yes, I didn't say 7. I said either 8 or 9 because he's got to show up.
10 episodes or 13? What's the
13?
What's the episode count? 13.
Yeah.
If Luke shows up, he'll show up in episode 12.
Okay. Daryl, keep track of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Gao is scary as fuck.
I don't think he's going to.
And I'm wondering if she's an immortal weapon as well.
Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There is his villain is like Striking Snake or something like that. That's like the number one Iron Fist villain, and I'm guessing they're having Gal play that one. It's like Silent Snake. No, it's not Silent Snake, because that's Metal Gear Solid. It's like Striking Snake or Steel Serpent or Steel Serpent. Yeah.
Steel Serpent?
Yes.
I was just reading about that.
Oh. I'm wondering if Gal is taking the place of him.
The guy that he mentions, like, when he's talking about being in Kunlun, is,
By the way, I hate the way that they say Kunlun. That may be the correct way to say it. I've spent my entire life reading Iron Fist comics calling it Kunlun, and it's kind of discerning that it's not that. So now everybody calls it Kunlun, which just sounds like something you would call somebody like that you don't like. It sounds like a horribly derogatory thing.
Everybody calls people, you know, cum dumpsters. That's kind of what it equates to. Kunlun. Fucking Kunlun. So I think I might have to start using it that way just because.
Okay.
It's the new obscenity. Yeah, you're a Kunlun.
Yay.
You're a mythical place in a different
universe.
Dimension.
A different dimension that only shows up every 15 years.
Yep.
Can you go back this next 15 years, please? Because nobody wants you here. You're a Kunlun.
Though I do. I wonder if we're going to get a backstory.
Get the great line. It's like he broke open the door with his bare hands.
Was it his fist?
Are you sure it wasn't his fist?
At least she didn't gouge the guy through the eyes. It was still brutal.
At least no eyes.
But
time.
Not the eyes. Thank you for not being the eyes.
No, you just had him, you know, clink to the floor with a skinny sword.
I'm still okay. I'm still better with that than the eyes. Yeah, it's all
okay
in my notes.
My only other notes were on Ward.
Oh?
Like him being nice to Joy for a second
when
they're in the
when
elevator
he's
chatting.
High. Oh, yeah, in the
like,
elevator.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he's actually being nice to her.
You can actually be a brother. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. And then when he realizes his dad's got his office bugged or whatever, giving the double bird.
The middle finger thing, I was roaring laughing on that one.
Just like, double ones.
That was.
You know, I'm going to do some heroin. I'm going to do some heroin since you're watching. Why not?
Oh, man. So
I'm pretty sure he's purposely trying to destroy the company now.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Which,
since you're a lawyer, man, would that hold up in court at all? Them randomly filming him on the street saying that
they're
going to take care of this?
No, that's definitely. And even though they kind of hinted at it, the not as passionate people kind of hinted at it. That's more in the court of public opinion kind of thing. They're afraid of the public backlash than anything else.
Okay.
Because while
I didn't think that would hold up.
No,
any
that's
water.
Not admissible. That's not admissible. One, that's not at all admissible in court.
I didn't think so. Number one, he was being filmed without.
Right. Yep.
Being
and
known
New York is a state where you both parties have to understand that they have the opportunity to be tapped.
Right. So, no. Okay. I didn't think there was any weight to that video, but
nope. But
yes, public opinion.
Yeah, court of public opinion would ruin Rand with that kind of thing, and they're kind of right with that. Like the most of the company faces are saying, no, F you, we're not doing anything about this plant. And Danny, who's now the face of Rand, is like, yeah, we'll fix it. Though, Danny, yeah, seriously, let's not have you be a businessman. Let's just stick to you being Mr. Choppy Choppy.
Yeah, you're really bad at business.
You're not a good businessman. All right.
I appreciate your heart. But.
Stop taking advice on how to be a businessman from the book of Daredevil Knows How to Lawyer.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just stick to punching people. Murdoch's bad lawyer. You are bad businessman. Let's just not.
Scary thought is yeah, he no.
And
he's
I get
adorable,
it.
But that's
he's leading
kind of
with his heart, and I understand that, but that's not how you make money. That's not how you make money at all. All right. Rachel, are you going to hang out for Legion?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll hang around.
All right.
I'm just going to mute myself.
That's fine. All right. Jazz, do you have any other notes on Darefist before we leave?
I have no notes on Darefist.
All right. Since we didn't have a Daryl intro, since Daryl didn't know what the hell was happening in Legion last week, let's see if he understands what's going on in the season finale, Chapter 8.
Well, well, well. Tamatoa's gone and got a brand new pal. A brain-sucking mutant parasite. This probably is not going to end so well, because they can't go back to that same old shite. But I'm getting ahead of myself, since this is my first real Logan intro. But it seems I got here just in time for
Logan?
The end. Although, to be fair, it was a little dull. You see, the series started out so well, and it kept it up for the most part. But it ended on a harder note to sell. I guess it can't all be perfect, man. Yeah, I don't have a singing voice, so I'm going to stop there before I even start. Legion ended, and after 7 episodes of Mindfuck, we end on a bit of a what the fuck? Don't get me wrong, it was still an amazing episode. But after last week's episode sent a rocket blazing into the starry sky, this week we needed more glittering explosion and less damp fart. Okay, back on the linear path. Omega Man, who is a David-level mutant, ended last week's episode with a bunch of guns pointed at his friends and no dark passenger in the driver's seat to hold him back. Threat level 0. Also, I wasn't the only one looking up who Burning Man was, right? It was nice of them to reintroduce him at the beginning of the episode, in what should have come off as a making the bad guy sympathetic thing, and less Austin Powers calling up the Mook's nest of kin when they die. But we do see how Marvel Two-Face gets to where we are now, and understand exactly what personal barriers we have to overcome for him to ultimately side with the enemy. Or David could have used his mind control powers. Oh, sorry, we forgot we had those. It makes things too easy. So David makes a human Jenga tower, and no, I did not miss that Wilhelm scream. And we hope that not one of them needs to fart while they're in the middle. And then we tread water for a while. We have a semi-literal Deus Ex Machina. Or is that Rageum Ex Machina? Anyway, even though it would have been handy a few episodes ago, the faux reanimator half of the Firestorm Wonder Twins cobbles together some transporter pattern enhancers to get Aubrey Plaza out of Omega Man's head. Hey, I recorded that one first time. A little bit of Pass the Head Parcel and a musical number from Amazing Hamatoa, and the episode ends with me thirsty for a martini. And cheap prop time alert, you are fooling no one's stupid car roof boxes hung on the wall to look like nuclear power pods. Oh, did I forget the epic showdown between the hero and the villain? Well, so did the fucking show as they pulled their punch for season 2. Oh, and do stick around for the ending, where we find out that steampunk Ash Ketchum was the real threat after all, or possibly an agent of S.W.O.R.D.
All right, steampunk Ash Ketchum might be one of my favorite things that you've ever said, Daryl.
Okay, I have to, as somebody who doesn't watch Legion, if Daryl could just, you know, go through and give those highlights during the episodes, maybe it wouldn't screw me up so much. Thank you, Daryl. I might actually have to sit and watch a full episode.
I'm pretty with him, though, on the wet fart thing.
Yeah.
Like, just all of this buildup and just incredibleness. And then this one's just kind of like, okay, here's what happened.
Hey, it's almost as though they found out probably most of the way through filming this that they got approved for a second season. Like, and Tamatoa was like, hey, I really like doing this part.
Yes. I'm a little saddened that that Tamatoa is now the bad guy, but...
Means we get more of him.
We definitely have him in season two.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm okay with this. We get more of him.
So, yeah, Burning Man, Marvel Two-Face, you kind of deserve this. You were literally taunting the Beast. He's the Beast.
But they did a good job of making creating a villain.
Yeah.
And giving him a backstory and like his motivations and what drives him. And that was good.
Yeah, and I do like that.
I really
liked
that.
They
that
did
was an excellent
make...
cold open.
Like, they made him, you know, gay, which was actually, like, that's outside of your line of normal, you know, bad guys.
Yeah, and it just was.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a big deal about it or anything.
Yeah, he was just a gay bad
gay,
guy.
Good
job.
He has a black adopted kid.
Yeah.
With his partner. Okay.
Good.
Good for them. And props to poor man's David Schwimmer. You were awesome.
Right?
Like, he really reminds me so much of David Schwimmer. Probably just because I've been watching People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
But
I could see that.
And they have, like, the same hair.
So I wrote down Henchman Megazord.
Mr. Melty Face, he was good.
Yeah, Mr. Melty Face is good. I wrote down Henchman Megazord as opposed to Henchman Jenga Tower.
More of a Jenga Tower, though. More of a Jenga Tower.
I like them. Well, it looked like one of the – it looked like he was trying to make them form into a beast. So I'm like, hey, we're making a Henchman Megazord. And then, shit. Yes, absolutely. I do like how eventually he's like, he comes in, he's like, oh, Mr. Badass. And everybody gets ripped apart. He's like, you're fine. Shit.
Whoop. Shouldn't have said you were going to kill all my friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode already got deep as fuck, man. Like... This episode, yes, while yes, kind of, you know,
it was still really, really good.
Yeah,
it was just compared to everything that was building up to this point, it just felt like a letdown.
Yeah, absolutely. After last episode, which was, you know, in my opinion, like a glorying piece of broadcast television. Like, I loved last episode, and then this episode was just kind of it was good, but not what I've come to expect out of Legion.
I know. You've set our bar too high, Legion.
Yeah.
You just set the bar too high.
I don't know
how you could have cleared it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was a byproduct of getting your expectations way too high. There was no way they could have ever gotten to the point where anybody watching Legion, like, expected the world. There was no way they would be able... The only way they would have been able to cross out is have freaking James McAvoy show up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because this is 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So you could still have a McAvoy X before he became Patrick Stewart.
At least we got Tamatoa chewing up the scenery, doing his thing. We got Aubrey Plaza chewing up scenery, doing her thing.
Yes! Melty Aubrey Plaza!
Yes. Which I guess, was that her dying because she...
Yeah, that was
no,
that
was
her
disconnected from David and couldn't feed on him anymore.
Yep, that's
something.
Exactly it. The parasite was dying, and just got really, 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 just anything that she could do to get back in power. I called the mind change. I was like, yep, she's gonna mind change in it. So okay. Also, all right. When Farouk mind changed with Sid, and she mind changed with Carrie, what? I didn't know that that mutant power stayed there, because I'm fairly sure David probably would have touched a bunch of people when he was Sid. In fact, he did, like, right away.
Yeah, but they didn't change places like the normal was. Like, Sid wasn't on the table, and, like, they only mind changed. They didn't,
like, yeah, swap. Yeah, but like, they didn't...
Well, that's true.
They didn't switch...
I don't know.
The only reason why they... Oh, pardon me. They.
So was, that may have just been Farouk doing his thing.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm thinking Carrie's power, like Lady Carrie's power, is being some kind of like vessel or something like that. Like their powers together must be some kind of vessel. Which, by the way, thank you for still not giving us any whatsoever information about how that works.
Figure it out for yourself.
It's literally impossible.
Don't give you anything.
I do like how the fact that they never fixed the MRI machine.
Yeah, it's still just sitting out in front of the building.
Like, we're just going to leave it there.
Do I know you? You look so familiar to me.
And he eventually remembered her right before he became Farouk.
I know. That almost felt cheesy.
It was very
it was
cheesy.
Like, oh, I remember her. Oh.
Yep. Aww. He said her name, and I'm like, uh-oh. He's going to die. This is how we lose Tamatoa. Nope. Oh, crap. He's a bad guy. Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Fat Farouk is still the least scary. However, God, that fucking kid. Can we stop that now? Now that he is not in David anymore, can we stop having the kid show up? Please. So my headcanon on Farouk Oliver is he now goes, because they're going off to somewhere warm, he goes off to the realm of monsters and becomes Tamatoa at this point.
Sure, that makes sense.
That's my headcanon.
Works for me.
And I'm like, why was Carrie in the room in the first place? It does not seem like a place that Carrie would be in the, like, where she, Carrie, would be.
She saw stuff going down on the screen and she ran in there, maybe to stop.
It still doesn't seem like a place that she should be at all. Like, don't. Because you've not shown any reason within the last 8 episodes why you would be risking your life for David or Sydney. You've not shown any kind of compassion towards either one of them.
I don't know. Maybe she just believed in Carrie's machine and didn't want them breaking it, letting it do its thing.
I don't know.
I'm sure she had a reason. She's a protector. She's into protecting everyone from everything.
I guess.
Stop that because, you know, bad things.
Again, proving that guns are just the worst. Thanks, Memory Man, for just literally making everything worse. When did he become so angry? Like, he was not angry at the beginning of the season. He just become, like, more and more angry and pissed off the entire season.
He just gets angrier and angrier and angrier.
I don't understand. There's no point where he's just like, all of a sudden, there's no reason for him to start becoming super angry. He's just all of a sudden like, I want to kill everybody. I'm like, settle down.
No, we got to kill them all.
Yep.
Well, just a second. We may need their help. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, right. Why was there a British car at Summerland? I don't understand.
Why not?
Including British license plates.
I guess it was Oliver's.
Yeah.
She's been there for 21 years, and I guess it still runs.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
So I before the stinger, they said, launch the Equinox. And I'm like, they never paid that off. What the frick? And then, oh, what the fuck? And that was a great way to end it.
Yeah. Still, I'm like, wait, what? What just happened?
Steampunk Ash Ketchum.
Guys.
Yes.
Steampunk Ash Ketchum.
Though 1970s pinup Aubrey Plaza is really cute.
Yeah, it's a good look for her.
Yeah,
she's a good look for her.
It works for
much
her.
Better than the Tim Burton hair.
Yeah, right.
Tim Burton hair was a bit much.
Yeah, her doing her best Bellatrix Lestrange cosplay wasn't too great, but 1970s pinup, there you go.
Excellent use of Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Excellent use of Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Loved that. That was perfection.
Yes. I didn't take many notes for this because, this was not what I expected. I'm not sure what I expected, but it wasn't quite this.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect either. I was like, what, are they going to defeat the Shadow King? Is he going to escape? So they have an.
I didn't think they were going to kill him because, again, he's a Charles Xavier level mutant. Like.
Yeah. And, or, well, at least vanquish him or whatever. Mm. But then. Are they going to save him for season two? Because if you get rid of the Shadow King, then what do you do in season two?
You have government MacGuffins.
But even now, like, where do you go from now? Because David's so stupid powerful.
Yeah. You are going to have to find a way to stop him. Like, he is, like, and Clark, by the way, we got Burning Man's name, Clark. He nailed it. You guys are gods. Like,
yeah, I know he's locked in a Pokeball, but he is the title character. You can't just remove him.
Yeah, they'll get him back pretty soon in season two. Like, it's gonna be a pretty quick thing.
It's not like a problematic character in another show that's overpowered that you have to get rid of.
Right. Yeah. When your entire premise of the show is overpowered characters, I mean,
yeah,
not just kind of tacked on four seasons in, you know. Not mentioning any names of shows. So help me God, if Ward is back in Angel, I'm so fucking done. just one episode. That's all I'm giving you, S.H.I.E.L.D. No. Just one episode. Just one. It's all. It's all you're getting.
And you erase him from the Matrix. You understand me?
Yeah, you get rid of him. You put you put freaking Lincoln back in there. I called him Abraham.
Yes, we want more Lincoln.
Yes.
Do not want any more Ward.
No Ward. I've got enough Ward out of freaking Iron Fist. I don't need any more Ward. Yeah, so I didn't take any other notes other than that. This was just kind of it was a good episode, but kind of lackluster compared to the rest of the season.
Yeah. In any other situation, this would have been a really, really amazing, incredible episode.
If this was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. awesome. Season finale, I would have freaking loved it. But this is not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season finale.
I'm just kind of like, huh, that was interesting. That was good. Okay, they set everything up for season two.
Yeah, they pulled a Man in the High Castle on us. So hopefully season two's exit will be a lot better.
Yeah, we'll see.
Though if I remember correctly, I didn't watch it, but I remember hearing a lot of people complain about Fargo season one having a weird exit, a weird season finale as well. So it might just be his thing.
Maybe, but those are two completely separate things.
But it's the same showrunner, same writing crew, same production company.
Yeah.
Bunch of the same actors.
Self-contained stories. Like season two of Fargo is like new characters, different time.
Yeah, but we got season three of Fargo. We got that stinger at the end of Legion. If you watch it on FX, we got the season. We got the premiere date of that.
I know. I really need to. Watch that.
I've watched a couple episodes of it, and it's good. It's good. It's not really my cup of tea. It's definitely your cup of tea, though, Jazz. It is like 100% you. Like, you would love the ever-living hell out of Fargo. I didn't hate it.
I know. That's why I want to watch it.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't. It's not me.
Yeah, the only other ones I got are some quotes. The second I walk out of this room, I'm going to war. Some line.
Yep.
From Melty Face Man. You ever unmake soup, which I used for Daryl's.
Yes, I wrote that one down as well.
Also an incredible line, just because the visualness of it. Just a well-written line.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, you ever make soup? Yes. Ever unmake soup?
Good job, Aubrey Plaza, on continuing to be weird.
Yes. She deserves something for her performance in this.
Yeah, right.
She is truly terrifying.
Yes.
Truly terrifying.
For somebody so adorable and, like, lovable and everything else that she's in, man, she is just brutally terrifying.
And the discussion of the Phantom Limb. So.
Yeah.
It's like, we've been together since the beginning. If I remove you, what's it going to be like?
Are you my phantom? All right. So, you ready to head on into some news?
News!
On to the news!
Yes, indeed. We got a whole new slew of renewed and canceled shows, including some that aren't even out yet. So, Once Upon a Time surprisingly got renewed for season 7. Despite floundering ratings and general critic and fan backlash Once Upon a Time still somehow is on.
So they're like, what, they think they're Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something?
Apparently, yeah. If the fans keep hating this, they'll eventually start loving us, right? Right? Right?
Hey, S.H.I.E.L.D. did it. Maybe Once Upon a Time can.
Yeah, maybe. Shark Tank has been picked up for season 9, which is still one of my favorite shows on television.
It's a good.
Not at all, because I am an entrepreneur trying to make a business work. American Gods got renewed for season 2 by Stars, and it's not even out yet.
So, good for them.
Yeah,
right. Gotta find a way to watch that show.
There's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I will find a way.
Yeah. We'll watch a couple episodes of it, because we are through end of May, so we'll watch the first 4 episodes or whatever.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, if you're down, I'm down.
I'm down.
All right. It's not a hard call for me. I really want to watch this freaking show. That weird-ass Netflix original Santa Clara Diet got renewed for season 2. Mindy Project got picked up for a 6th and officially final season by Hulu. TLC renewed The Little People Big World. The Little People Big World. Basically, all of their Little People shows got picked up again by TLC. My favorite one, well, one of my favorite ones, Velocity renewed Bitchin' Rides, Phantom Works, and more.
Yeah, but you skipped the one above it where Cash Cab is being revived.
Yeah, Cash Cab's back, you guys!
Cash Cab's coming back. Holy crap.
I Am Jazz from TLC.
Oh, that's me. Wait, what? This is a show? Mm-hmm. And it's its 3rd season? How have I never heard of it?
Apparently. FYI renews Food Porn, Zombie House Flipping, and more.
What? Zombie House Flipping?
Zombie House Flipping. There's no comma there.
It's second season?
Apparently, or longer. I don't know. I don't even know if FYI have FYI. The show that every woman loves and leaves stains on the couch for, Property Brothers, got renewed. Because both those two are really incredibly good-looking people. Coming at nobody's surprise, Lip Sync Battle got picked back up by Paramount Network, so not immediately indicating that it's on Spike. Squidbillies is on for season 11, you guys.
Wow, that show is still on. Back in my college days, I would watch that show.
Right? Don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care. Kids Barbecue Championship got picked up for season 2. Don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care. Nurses That Kill got picked up for season 2. Or series 2 by Really.
Okay.
Yeah, and then a bunch of shows, Time After Time, which I think is a soap opera, got canceled.
That's the one with where Jack the Ripper's like going through time and they're chasing him or something.
Oh, is that? I don't know. It's one of those.
I think that's the one.
I don't watch that.
Obviously, I don't watch it either.
I thought it was a soap opera. The saddest one is That Awkward Game Show got canceled by Spike.
Oh.
Grimm got a season finale, or is getting a series finale. So it's
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go try and finish that show.
Up
through season 4?
No, it's season 7.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's how far I got was season 4.
I dropped off. You're getting a spinoff, though, so you know you might get your Buffy. You might get your Angel out of it.
What are they spinning off?
I don't know. Sleepy Hollow is being pretty much is ready for cancellation. Might get a season 5, but it's not looking good. I'm surprised Fox has continued. We did get some release dates for NBC for their premiere dates. Looking for any shows that we might actually give a crap about. Oh, nope. We have literally 4 shows. America's Got Talent is on May 30th. Hollywood Game Night is on June 22nd. The Wall is on June 22nd. And Midnight Texas is on July 24th. Whatever those shows
are. Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah. Summer dates for CW got pushed, released this week too. Maybe. I don't know. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Returns May 29th. Penn & Teller Foolus debuts July 10th. And Hooten and the Lady premieres July 13th.
Wait, what?
Hooten and the Lady.
Okay.
Still no announcement of the new season of iZombie, which makes me incredibly sad. That's all for news. So, yeah, I should probably go to my notes and learn to read my own script. You can get a hold of us at geekioshow@gmail.com. Make sure you put spoiler show in the subject line. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, all of which are /geekioshow. Apparently we're getting the worst audio ever from Sam Grizzle on Twitch. Thanks. give us a call.
Yay.
Give us a call, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. You can get a hold of us. Our website is, which has all of our previous shows and more, geek-io.net/spoilershow. You can support this and every other show on the Geek.io network over patreon.com/geek-io show, or just /geek-io, or of course, geek-io.net/amazon.
Amazon. We have some show titles. Punching Buses. Danny Rand Drops the Soap. No Hugs for Hogarth. Dead Men Have No Shares. Danny Rand Uses Flop. It is ineffective. Magical Pain Tickles. Severely Lacking in Kyle. Danny Walks into JCPenney. The Kicks Were Legit. Win Our Hatchet Standard Hung Fu Henchman Lowdowns. Rocket Launched Luke. Iron Nipples. Ninja Adventures with Danny and Colleen. You Effing Kunlun. Dare Fist. Steampunk Ash Ketchum. And Locked in a Pokeball. My goodness, there's so many. So many.
All right, folks, we will see you right back here next week with apparently the worst audio in history. Bye.
Just for you, man.
Yep,
just for you, Sam.
Just for you. What's this, Sam Grizzle? All right, folks, we'll see you right back here next week with the return of S.H.I.E.L.D. and more Iron Fist. Bye.
Bye.
Do the thing. There we go.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.